Hi, everybody. Ryan Balaji here for today's podcast. Great to have you with us. Aki Yorihiro is with us. He is one of the co-founders of Sacks Parente Golf and their Newton Golf Chef, which is a fantastic product. I've been using it for about a month and a half now. And we've been probably trying to connect for about that long to have him want to talk about the story behind the shaft, the technology behind it, and how it can help anybody's game, regardless of your swing speed or caliber of play. So first, Aki, thanks for being here.
Well,
Can you
thank
give
you
me an
very much.
idea of why Sacks Parente Golf decided to get into the shaft game, and then specifically what the problem you were trying to solve with the Newton shaft?
Sure. So, quick backstory. I'm one of the co-founders. We started Sacks Parente Golf about 5 years ago, 2018. And we started as a putter company, but it's a particular kind of putter. We're primarily known for the ultra-low balance point technology, which is a putter that balances less than 5 inches from the sole of the club. And we do that without making the club head heavy. So what it means is that we have to make the shaft ultralight and then the grip ultralight. We have been sourcing our ultralight shafts in the beginning from overseas. So it was Japan and initially Myanmar. And we've run into, a lot of supply chain issues, et cetera. So we started looking into a way to produce the shafts ourselves. So in the course of doing that, we decided to open a facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, and we started making our own Featherlite carbon fiber shafts using Toray carbon fiber. And as we got rolling with the shafts, and right now I think we've got a fantastic putter shaft that we require for our putter business. We decided to utilize the facility a little bit more, and so the next step for us was to develop a driver shaft, right? Keeping in mind the driver and the putters are the two biggest shots gained clubs in the game. So we began this journey, over 2 years ago in terms of developing the driver shaft. And we tried to do different things with it and whatnot. And about a year ago, we were able to solve or start solving some of the issues that are common with driver shafts. Okay. So the issue as we see it, and listen, there's some great shafts that are out there, and we've tested against the best, and we wanted to beat the best. And I'm one of those guys. I would not have been excited about being mediocre and slapping a fancy label on a shaft. I really wanted to be the best in the business. And so we really started to dissect the performance of the best shafts in the business, what they do, what are the challenges that are left? Couple of things. One is, I think in the modern day golf, we're trying to launch the ball a little bit higher these days, right? To try to get that extra carry. But the extra launch typically comes with higher spin, right? Whether you use give additional loft on the club head, or whether you get a shaft that has a little more kick. Anytime you're trying to raise that launch angle, we are getting spin as well. And so that's one of the key, dilemma that we tried to solve. How can we get a higher launch but lower spin? We felt like that was the holy grail of shaft making, right? I think the other thing too is, as we're testing shafts with competitors, we do robot testing, we do a lot of human testings. They both uncover important things, right? I think in robot testing, you're able to set precise parameters and compare apples to apples, and that's great. And we have some stiff competition. We've been able to overcome those. But I think more importantly, too, is the human side of things, right? Like we all have to play the game. And, we don't play the game in a cubicle, we play on a real golf course. Right, you have hazards right and left, and you got carries and all this. You're playing a match, you're under a little bit of stress, all those things. And so the other thing that we wanted to solve for people was the ease of timing, right? So there are different shaft designs that are out there, but when you rely on timing, right, I think it makes the game really hard because If you're on the range, great, you can groove it. But when you're out in the golf course, you're playing a match, you're playing in a tournament, if you got hazards right and left, and you have to hit a good shot, I think timing is really hard to rely on. So we wanted to solve that aspect of it, right? And then I think for us, the third component was just kind of the simplicity, right? We realized that most people don't go and get fitted for clubs, right? And so what do we do for those people who buy something off of the website, like at newtonshafts.com, making it easy for them to fit themselves, right? And then obviously making it easier to implement. So in other words, we're selling ready to play golf shafts. So, you know, most every driver these days, if not all, they come with an adapter and you just take the screw out, you put the adapter in and off you go. Very, very easy. So you can go to our website, you can see the guide, and you can kind of, you know, guesstimate your swing, you know, swing speed and driving distance. And then you can select your shaft, you get it right away, you plug and play, and then off you go. So I think those are like the important things that we wanted to solve when we got into the business.
That last point you brought up, I think, is really important to people. It was really clever to me because I haven't really seen anything like that in terms of driver shaft. I've seen that maybe from like a Bridgestone on a golf ball. You swing above this, you fit into that. Below, right. You fit into these. But not with driver shafts. I think a lot of people don't really understand what flex actually means. And I play a lot of golf and I use a lot of golf equipment. And I'm still not exactly sure from one manufacturer to the next what their X flex means or their stiff means or their regular means. So to kind of boil it down to, and you guys have kind of the dot system, which I really like. All right, one dot, slower swing speed, 75 and below, all the way up to six dots, you know, tour speed, kind of level swing speed. Right. To make it that simple for people. And then, like you said, to add in the component of the connection to your adjustable driver, make it easy to go. So you don't have to go to that extra step of going to a club champion or your pro or, you know, some kind of pro shop and getting that component added onto it for an additional fee. I think that's really smart.
Right. You touched on the dot system. So that's one of the things, you know, that's maybe another smaller component that we thought about. You know, myself included, we're getting older every day, right? And I'm surrounded by players who once swung a stiff shaft or an X shaft or whatever. And as they are 10 years older, 20 years older, they continue to swing the S shaft. And I play with guys all the time and they're not loading the shaft properly, you know? Yep. And I think part of the issue is that once you're playing an S, there's a little bit of a psychological hurdle to start swinging an R flex and then to senior flex and so forth, right? And the dot system, we took that out, right? I don't think, you know, the golf swing has anything to do with gender or age or whatever. And so we kind of, you know, neutralize those stigma, you know, that gets attached to, you know, how these shafts are called. And then the other thing is, you know, we try to take care of the rest of the equation, right? So, again, speaking personally, you know, from personal experience, you know, I would go to a shaft company's website and there's just myriad of combination of different grades of shaft, different bend points, different torque profile, et cetera. And you just don't know what to buy, you know, and we wanted to take that guessing game out of play, right? So for us, we came up with this thing called basically a bend profile system, a variable bend profile system, and also a variable torque system. So generally speaking, you know, if your swing speed is lower, you know, you need help with the launch. So we want to make that bend profile generally a little bit on the lower side towards the head. And then as we are swinging faster and faster, we're moving that bend profile up so that we can reduce spin, right?
Yep.
Things of that nature. What most people also don't realize or appreciate is lower swing speed, you want a little bit higher torque. Okay, like low torque is not always better for everybody, right? And I think that just goes across the board for golf, which is that there's no one set formula that applies to everybody. And on the torque, on the lower dots, a little bit higher torque. And then as we get to the five and six dots, we want low torque, right?
Yeah.
Across the range, one of the discoveries that we came across about a year ago, a little over a year ago, was our backbone system, something we call a kinetic energy storage. And it's a proprietary backbone. And what it does is it allows us to elongate the bend profile over a little wider, little longer area of the shaft without losing control, right? And so what it does is that, so just to be clear, if you bend any shaft, you're going to see a lot of bend over the span of the shaft. But when you look at it closely, the bend is concentrated over a certain area, right? So many manufacturers, they have like a red, blue, and black coloring scheme. Red is more of a lower shaft bend, blue is in the middle, black is in the high. And I appreciate that. But what we did was to basically elongate that bend, and then we can move that towards the tip or in the middle or towards the butt. And what we've found with human testing, and I think this is just remarkable, is that when you have a concentrated bend, it's harder to time your swing because the kick kind of comes out of nowhere sometime, depending on your swing. And the shaft starts to have a personality of its own. And you don't want that. And a great shaft should give you confidence, and great shaft should basically not feel like it's doing anything. It's just with you. It's helping you, right? And for us, the elongation, it's a gradual load, it's a more gradual loading, and it's a more gradual unloading, which is easier to time. And I think for us, achieving that high launch, low spin, I think a lot of that comes from that more gradual unloading. Because when you have a really severe or drastic unloading, we've observed that that adds a lot of spin to the driver, right? So there are a lot of these combinations, but we kind of, we took the time to put it together. We launched towards the end of November. We took our time to do a lot of this development, and we really felt like we came up with the best shaft in the business, but yet it's very, very affordable at $250 a shaft.
Yeah, very reasonable price point for a high quality aftermarket shaft. The Autoflex, I don't even know what the Autoflex costs, but it's a lot of money.
Exactly.
And you don't need that. You could do something very high quality at this price point. And the thing I thought was really interesting about the idea of having an elongated profile and thinking about someone, I swing pretty hard at it. And I've played with enough shafts over the years where I know it's not a kick point, but I know that there's a point where I could feel it in the swing. All right, it's doing it on its own. Like it's gonna, and that I don't want.
Yes,
That's not
exactly.
a positive. That's not a good thing. And then you could feel a kick. And you're like, this one's going way right, and it goes way right. Versus with this, I mean, the month and a half I've been playing with it almost kind of feel like I can feel. It's almost like a 2-inch area where I feel like it's starting to kind of bend as I load it up, and then as I release it. It doesn't feel like it bends at a point. It bends. It's almost like a slap bracelet. If you ever remember a slap bracelet as a kid, like when it wraps around, like it hits and then starts to uncoil. That's what it kind of feels like to me. I don't know if that was the desired effect or it's in my brain, but that's kind of what it feels like.
No. I'm glad you have that impression of it because really for us, we want you to be able to just swing and play golf. We don't want you to think about timing. We don't want you to be worried about, okay, what is the shaft going to do mid-swing? You got water right, OB left, and halfway down this down your swing, we don't want you having to compensate or feel like you're compensating. Because compensation mid-swing is going to slow your swing down. We just want you to be able to swing and then utilize the loading and the unloading, all that energy that's stored in the shaft to get it to unleash onto the ball. And that's what makes golf fun. One other point I wanted to touch on too is the roundness of the shaft. So, and I'm over the years, I've gone to fittings, and the fitters have offered to pure or spine the shaft, right? And that's primarily because, you know, there are typically multiple spines in a shaft,
Right.
but there's usually one that's kind of a primary spine. And so you would line that up to your setting so that you have optimal performance out of the shaft. Now, many of the adapters these days, you know, if you wanted to go one click higher or a couple clicks higher or lower, whatever the case may be, the shaft is rotating.
Right, you've impaired it all of a sudden, yeah.
Exactly. So what was pure at standard or whatever you had it is no longer pure when you start playing with your setting. And I think that's a big detraction because, you know, our swings change over time. You might be taking a lesson, you know, in maybe it's winter, whatever the case may be. You know, you do want to, you know, play with the setting. Sometimes a new head comes out and you put a new head on, but it's even though it's the same manufacturer, it behaves differently, you know. So you have to have the ability to be able to rotate. And that's another thing that we wanted to solve, which is to make the shaft very, very round so that it's almost pre-pured. So you don't really have to worry about your setting. And you also really don't have to pay for a puring service,
Right.
which, you know, we felt like that was another big plus. And I think the biggest plus in that particular subject matter is when you do go off spine because you're rotating with your shaft, now your shaft is going to start behaving differently and reacting differently to your swing. And I think humans are, you know, surprisingly clever. They can pick these things up mid-swing. And then again, once you start compensating, you're slowing down your swing, right?
Yep.
So,
Yeah. As soon as you take away from the mission of trying to make one good complete swing because you feel like you've got to change it in some fashion,
right.
well, you're just automatically not going to perform as well. It's just not going to do the same thing you want it to do.
Right.
And to your point about changing swings, I mean, you could, if you like to work the ball, you change your swing from shot to shot, from tee shot to tee shot if you want to work it. So depending on how you kind of load it up, you know, if it's spined a certain way, you may be delivering it completely differently than you wanted to two swings ago.
That's right.
So to have that kind of consistency is really, really important. So for people who maybe have never had a fitting, for people who've never, they've just bought off the rack, or they've never really pursued a higher end aftermarket shaft because they think it's too expensive or it won't help them or whatever, what should be their first step if they're wanting to get into the Newton family? Where should they go, get started, and then kind of start their journey?
Okay. So we try to simplify that process. You know, and so if you go to newtonshafts.com, we have a very simple fitting guide, and it's basically, you know, roughly how far you hit the ball. Okay. Now, I know the more, you know, we can get a lot more detail than that. You know, we can get into carry distance, we can get into spin numbers, so on and so forth. Most people don't have access to, you know, swing monitors and so forth. So we try to simplify it. So if you can, you know, guesstimate on a level playing field, you know, not downhill, not uphill, not downwind, not into the wind, you know, on average, how far do you hit the ball? You know, and then you can go to the table and then you pick out your dot, you can put the order in, it'll come ready to play, and then off you go, right? The other thing that I want to note to your audience is that the shaft selection, we try to make it pretty, what's the word? We try to make it pretty forgiving. Okay. So many shafts, and I grew up like this. Like I've always been kind of in between R and S, and I'm not optimal S and I'm not optimal R. And I'm
Yeah.
in the middle where neither of these shafts are optimized. And so we tried to make it so that the overlap between two dots, there's a wide overlap between the two. Okay, so take for example the three dot, which would be like an R flex. We designed that for an 85 mile an hour swing. Okay, but if you swung that at 95, which is around where the four dot would kick in, you can still play it, and it's really not an issue, you know. And once you start getting to about 95 to 100, you might see a little higher spin number, so then you can move on to the four, you know. But at 95, you can swing a three dot, you can swing a four dot. You know, if you're more of a hard swinger, maybe you err on the side of four. If you want more of an easier swing style, maybe you err on the side of three. So it's very, very forgiving. You know, that's one thing that we really focused on to make the fitting process off our website a lot more, you know, a lot easier and a lot more forgiving. So it's
that's great for people who are new to this kind of process, or at least, like you said, they don't have access to a launch monitor. They don't know their spin number, their carry number, all of those things. They know from playing what they need to be doing.
Right. And another thing I want to emphasize is, you know, look, I mean, how many times do we go to a club and say, hey, have you tried this new head, or have you tried this new head? I hear that's good, or I hear that's good. Well, listen, you know, USGA regulates club head these days, right? So drivers, you know, the drivers in terms of initial speed off of the club, that's regulated. We're tapped out, right?
Right.
And I do realize some of the new heads are very nice, and they are, in fact, a little more forgiving, right? But they're not going to get you extra 5 miles an hour on the ball because they just can't anymore, right?
They're stuck in the sandbox.
They're just stuck. So if you've had a, you know, driver for a little while, and the prospect is, hey, you know, I'm going to go get a new driver for $600 or whatever they are these days. Well, you know, maybe another solution, which is potentially a better solution, is, hey, let me keep my head, but let's get a Newton shaft for $250, and I'm going to turbocharge my club head, right? Because
yeah,
as long as you have something relatively contemporary, you're really not going to gain a lot of speed, right?
Yeah.
And if you, even if you got a brand new driver, you probably ought to upgrade those shafts anyway, because the OEM shafts are just OEM shafts.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't speak highly enough of the importance of a good shaft. I mean, through fitting after fitting, driver after driver, OEM through OEM, it really comes down to, can you get me into the right shaft that fits this club? And if it does, the difference is enormous. I mean, 25, 30 yards difference if you're in on something that's bad versus something that's good. So you're absolutely right. And for the money, yeah, you're going to get a whole lot more performance out of the proper shaft. And I don't think there are enough people who know what that feels like. And when you stand over it and you know everything's going to work the way you intend it, it really is a confidence boosting feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%.
You'll change your game.
Yep. And, you know, you just touched on a point where a lot of people have mismatches, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, when you compare robot on a robot, you know, apple to apples, and we're comparing ourselves to some of the best shafts in the world, yes, we're better. Yes, our numbers are better, but it might not change your life. It might not be 15 yards. You know, it might be several yards. But if you start, you know, comparing a good shaft to an OEM shaft, and worse, if you were mismatched, you know, let's say you hung on to the stiff shaft just a little bit too long, right? And then you put a Newton shaft, brand new engine with your club. Now you're going to see, you know, those 15, 17, 20, 25, 30 yard gains, because you're solving a lot of these problems that are kind of, that were, you know, combined. They were the combined problems, and now we're solving it. And now you're just seeing these huge jumps. And it just makes the game, you know, the game of golf a lot more fun, you know, for a lot of people. And I think certainly the dispersion, you know, we haven't talked about dispersion today, but that's another big thing for us is, you know, we already said, you know, straighter is longer, right? Straighter is always longer. You can hit a 300 yards, but you hit your 30, you know, 50 yards offline, you're not longer. And so straighter is always longer. Fairway is always easier to play out of. And, you know, it's just been a lot of fun launching this business, because we've brought so much joy to so many people. And that's including amateurs. You know, we work with tour pros, you know, all these people that, you know, from all walks of life, you know, all different levels of game. And, you know, regardless of how often they play, you know, they want to be able to, you know, hit a certain target, hit it a little bit longer, you know, hit it a little bit longer than their friends, you know, and the friends say, you know, gee, you know, what did you do? You know, are you taking Pilates? Are you doing yoga? Are you working out? He goes, no, I just changed the shaft. You know, you didn't have to do anything, you know? So that's been a lot of fun.
And the quality of the components now, you know, if you haven't had a new driver fitting in 5, 7, 8 years, I mean, it's a light years difference in terms of the quality of the composite, how consistent it is, how well it's manufactured, and that's across a lot of the industry. But then to be able to take it a step further with what you guys are doing is makes it even, and at the $250 price point is a heck of a deal.
Yeah, much
Way
appreciated.
better than no offense to my friends elsewhere in the OEM world, but no, a $700 driver versus a $250 shaft is a little bit of a different conversation for most people. So
That's right.
you're absolutely right. And hey, if you've got the money to go get a $700 driver and a $250 shaft, all the more power to you in
Exactly.
that
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Well, Aki, thanks so much for taking some time and talk with me. I appreciate it. We could probably go on for an hour about this, but I think people are getting the excitement to get the point that they should go to newtonshafts.com, check it out for themselves, give it a try. Like you said, it comes delivered ready to play, which is awesome. Put it right in your bag, right in your driver head. You're ready to go. And I've had some great results with it, and I will keep having great results with it. So thank you for spending some time with me, and thank you for making it because it's helped my game.